Before we get into all the news AF, I want to take a moment and thank our friends over at Danner, who are the makers of Stronghold Work Boots. Now, normally on Robin's podcast, when we talk about boots, we're talking about of the Survivor variety. But for 85 years, the people over at Danner are making boots for the unforgiving Pacific Northwest, which means their boots come with deep roots, and the new Stronghold Work Boot does just that. This is what happens when iconic quality runs into modern technology. You get tomorrow's classic today. The Stronghold Work Boot is born from logging and exploration, and Danner is a Pacific Northwest original. Every boot is handmade to hold up to the unforgiving conditions and live up to their unyielding standards. The Stronghold Work Boot is what happens when more than 85 years of legendary quality, durability, and heritage runs into modern construction, technology, and materials. Get tomorrow's classic today, the Stronghold Work Boot from Danner. Find your local store at danner.com.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of December 18th, 2018, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual news.
Yes, that's right. Here we are, News AF, back live. We've got comments coming in already like, hey, do you guys know you're taping right now? Yes. Yes.
Of course we do.
Yes.
A little nugget for the people that jump on before we start
the
show.
A little early today. Yes, a little bit here, but live. Back on Tuesday AF here on December 18th, 2018, here with the guys to talk about everything going on. Of course, please welcome back to the podcast the great Mr. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. I'm on a yoga ball today because my back started hurting again this morning.
Does that work?
I don't know.
Yeah, does it work?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's supposed to help strengthen your core because you're supposed to like I don't have my feet touching the ground. I'm just balancing on this.
Ooh. Yeah. I think that also helps with your pelvic floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So he can have a sustained orgasm. He does.
Exactly.
Tantric, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so that's what I've been going for.
Also, welcome back, the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I mentioned earlier that I actually followed through on our police state slogan of, if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sunday.
That's America's slogan, not News AF slogan.
No, I was pulling out of my driveway and I saw this lady creep by my house super slow. And she was just mad dogging my front door, like looking. Mm-hmm. And I sat there and I'm like, maybe she's looking for an address. And then I noticed that on the next house down, she was doing the same thing and she was come to nearly a complete stop. So I got in my car and I started following her, which is completely, I hate confrontation. And she started to speed up. And so I thought, okay, this is weird. So I took out my phone. I'm like, I'm just going to get a picture of her car and then go on my way.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed her for a while trying to get a picture. And I opened my phone and it's on video mode and it's pointed directly at my face. And then I switched it.
That was a nice surprise.
Yeah, it was. I was like, this is nice. I tried to switch it to face forward camera, but put it into square picture, still at my face. Then I lock my phone and then I unlock my phone. It's still facing my face. I switch it to picture, still facing my face. Then I finally get it to flip around, take a picture of just my windshield in focus.
You should get an iPhone.
And this was an iPhone, obviously. Oh. And by this point, I almost stopped caring about the potential package thief that I was tailing. And I had almost crashed into like three parked cars. So I thought, what is more dangerous? This lady stealing packages, which is annoying, or me trying to open up my camera so I can get a picture of her car and report to the cops. Anyway, eventually I got a really bad fuzzy picture, like the kind you see of Bigfoot of her car.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then I sat on it for a while because I don't want to be a snitch. You know, I don't know this lady. What if she's like looking for her dying grandmother? And she's going to get hassled by cops.
In the packages.
Yeah. But eventually I did call the police. And they said, you know what? It's actually kind of the time they go out. And she was following the mailman, which was another suspicious activity. So I gave them my
trailing the mailman.
Yeah, trailing the mailman by like 5 or 10 minutes. So I reported the lady and gave the cops all my information, which for some reason made me feel really uncomfortable, like I was involving myself and that I could be the victim of reprisals later.
Yes.
Lady, you know, like she'd come to my house and set it on fire or something. But I never knew what happened. The cops never contacted me.
You'll never find out. The cops didn't do anything. All they did was hang up the phone and be like, got another snitch on the line over here.
Oh, they're like, hey, we'll send someone to your neighborhood. Goodbye. Yeah. Click.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service. You're doing a real great job. Just keep it up. And then they throw the license plate scribbled on the napkin in the trash.
So what I learned is it maybe doesn't pay to do something, say something.
Yeah.
Unless you've got good, hard evidence, you know.
You know, I didn't pull this story, but it was one that was submitted to us about, did you see the person that created the glitter bomb to catch package thieves?
I was just watching that video, actually, before we started up.
And is it awesome?
Was a glitter bomb of all glitter. It not only was a glitter bomb, but it like spiraled and it did. There was fart somehow incorporated in it.
Was somebody actually caught but with the glitter bomb, or that somebody's just showing you how to make a glitter bomb?
He was showing how it would react when it was taken because in the video I saw, he was demonstrating what would happen. And if that happened in your car, you'd have to sell your car and you wouldn't get much for it because of the glitter.
Yeah.
So wait, it's like on a trigger. So if you open the box, it explodes.
Or is it like a bear trap? If you take the box, it explodes.
Yeah.
Well, it looked like you had to open it because the bomb itself was on top of the Apple box. Like
you got to shoot it from long range with a sniper rifle. So after they take it, you have a sniper on your roof. Make sure to shoot through their rear windshield into the box.
Two years ago, someone sent me a glitter bomb as a joke present. And there is still glitter in that area where I opened it up.
In your house?
Yeah, in my house.
Yeah, glitter bomb. Somebody, you know?
My sister.
And was it funny?
Not to me. Not at all.
But to who? Who was it funny to?
Liz. Liz thought it was hilarious.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Did it blow up in your face?
No, not really. It just kind of like popped. It was a bit of a surprise. It was a little canister and it sent
glitter. You should have reported.
Yeah, I should have called. Well, now we know how the police react. So I could have reported my sister. They probably would have responded with force. Like I should have swatted her house.
They probably would have.
I was set an incendiary device.
Exactly.
Get her swatted.
Okay. So we're going to glitter bomb these mofos.
Yeah. And the nice thing about the glitter bomb is that when you catch somebody with it, then they're covered in glitter. And then when they go to work the next day, everybody will think they were like at a strip club all night
or a package.
Be very embarrassing. They'll have a lot of problems in their relationship. Like, hey, were you at a strip club all night? Why are you covered in glitter? Like, no, I was just stealing packages. I was just stealing packages from people.
I swear.
Guys, speaking of strip clubs, I don't know if you've been keeping up with Ricky or what's his name's journal from Sex Island, but a guy has been keeping a live journal.
Oh, no, I didn't know. We have breaking news coming from Sex Island.
I don't know.
Okay, obviously, I don't know how much we can trust the source. I read through the journal, and the one thing that caught my attention. Is that
a diary?
He said all the prostitutes were from Venezuela and Colombia, except for one really, and this is him in quotations, really horny Canadian.
Oh, is it Snow?
I don't know. Maybe that is the Canadian.
The Canadian rapper is also a prostitute. They got the two for one.
I guess. I mean, one, it's like to equal a Colombian prostitute. The only thing equal to that is a really horny Canadian. It was such a strange entry, but he's having fun. He didn't win the golf tournament. He said some guy who knew how to play golf did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't understand how the tennis logistics would work, or that was the comment made by the person reporting his journal because there were too many people. But he's had two friendly prostitutes with him starting day one.
Okay. Day one.
He said he knew what was going to happen. So he went out and got the two best and kind of, laid claim to them right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we have any more updates as the show progresses today.
I didn't see any pictures. He is, I guess, a married father of two from New York.
Where is he posting these updates?
I saw it on Daily Mail, the greatest source of junk news. But yes. I'm sure you can find it elsewhere.
The official site of News AF.
Because I thought they shut it down. I thought that they Trinidad and Tobago said, no way, we're not doing that here.
Maybe that's what they want you to believe.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. All right. Letters and live tweets coming in from Sex Island as we speak. But so much else going on this holiday season. This is really in our wheelhouse between problematic social media accounts for corporations and the holidays intersect here with this story as the UPS store ended up getting themselves into some hot water with a questionable tweet. They tweeted out, I believe it was over the weekend or maybe Monday, they tweeted, if your child addresses a letter to the North Pole, you can leave it with us. We do shredding. So if your child, Tyson, if Bergen has written a letter to Santa,
yes,
you can take it to the UPS store where they will shred it.
They'll shred it immediately just right in front of her.
Right in front of her, even.
I thought that my idea was always to keep those letters to Santa. And then in 20 or 30 years, when she figures out there is no Santa, you can have that gift for her and be like, but look at all this cute, these cute letters you wrote.
Oh, I thought you were going to own her.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. The quote you used to believe when you were a child.
Now you don't know what's truth.
This is perfect for... oh man, what's the name? Kristen Bell and Dax, because they tell their children right away there is no Santa. So this would be a great lesson for them.
Which is a lie.
Here, let's have you send your letters to Santa. Then they take their kids to the place and they shred it and they're like, there is no Santa.
Remember when Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell went on that crusade to not get pictures of their kids from the paparazzi?
Mm-hmm.
And all the other, they tried to rally all the celebrities, and everybody else was just like, just leave us out of this if you could. Like, do your crusade by yourselves.
Just take those pictures and shred them at a local UPS store, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were the center of controversy, but yeah, they don't let their kids believe in Santa.
They make themselves the center of controversy. I have a sister and brother-in-law who don't, they refuse to lie to their kids, so they only tell them the truths that they believe.
Mm-hmm. I like the way you phrase that. Tell them that only the truths that they believe, so they'll tell them lies that they believe in.
Yes. Well, we don't know if they're lies or not, but this is the best part of it, is they'll go to school, or they went to school when they were younger, saying there's no Santa Claus in like first and second grade. The entire class rallies against them and is like, there for sure is a Santa Claus. And they leave more confused than, from knowing the truth than if they would have just been taught the lie from the get-go.
Okay.
I mean, you get a lot of mileage from Santa. Like, you can use it to manipulate your kids, just like other fairy tales. It's like, we have the elf on the shelf. She's always watching you.
Always.
Right? Yeah. Oh, we got the elf on the shelf, too. It's a lot of work. It's a big commitment.
Oh, don't get me started on how stupid
it is. Like 4 in the morning, you get up and are like, oh, no, I forgot. Yeah.
But we forgot once this season, and we used it against the children, because that's what Santa Claus and elf on the shelf are weapons.
Yes.
They've been weaponized, so you can use them against your kids. And we just said, oh, well, she didn't move because somebody did something.
What was it?
So, well, we didn't know. We were just getting them all questioning themselves and their actions.
Yeah.
And creating serious pools of guilt they'll have to discuss later with their therapist.
Who felt the most bad about it.
Yeah, exactly. I touched the elf on the shelf when I was three.
Oh, yeah, that's a no-no.
That's why I
loses powers.
Yeah. Crazy. Loses its powers. Does not get disappear.
The UPS store has faced a bit of a backlash against this tweet. People are calling them the Grinch. People are just coming for their wig.
Hey, UPS, here's an idea. Why don't you shred all that junk mail you put in my mailbox?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's not UPS, that's USPS.
Oh, I've been.
And that's how they make their money.
That is how they make their money. Okay, never mind, UPS. Don't shred any of my packages. I want all of those. Assuming the lady in the black sedan doesn't take them.
Yeah.
Oh, a black sedan. Everyone be on the lookout for a black sedan.
Yeah. So anyway, I wish the UP. Wait, Now, Tyson, I'm confused.
USPS.
I wish the Postal Service, that's the only way to use this, is not to use acronyms. I wish the Postal Service would shred, they can shred Santa letters and all that junk mail. Mm-hmm. All those coupon booklets they send me.
Just yeah. Say,
oh, that would be helpful.
But don't you want breast augmentations?
Not
that's
yet.
That's the ones we get down here in Arizona.
No, I'm not to that point yet.
Tyson, is this a case of the UPS store trying too hard to be like the new Wendy's of like, hey, I'm going to get on social media and really let loose?
No, I think they thought that they were doing everybody a favor, but also kind of it sounded like they were trying to be funny at the end. Mm-hmm. But I think they were just like, leave them with us. Then it seems like they got mailed. Like, I think they were trying to be like helpful.
Wendy's.
But I don't think a lot of parents want the letters to Santa shredded. I think they want to save them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No.
I guess if you have really naughty kids, then it's like, hey, come on in.
Yeah.
If you have a really naughty kid, take their Christmas list and then you can put it in the shredder right in front of them to show them how naughty they've been and how they're not getting anything.
That's a good idea.
I have a shredder at my house, so I could just do it here.
You could tell them that
service I start.
Sure. I mean, you could burn the letters. You could do all sorts of, if you have all, like different naughty kids, you know, the one kid's letter, you can then put in a glitter bomb.
Yeah. You could tell them that this is the first defense Santa has against naughty children.
Yeah.
Like the machine can sense a naughty child and doesn't even let the letter get there. So you can't even get coal. You can't get anything.
Yeah.
Because they know right here and now.
Maybe like you have a scissor for one and you have like a magic marker for another one and just scribble it out. So, yeah, you can do a lot of different stuff with the Christmas list. So UPS, I got on the naughty list with a naughty tweet this week. There's another story making headlines at this hour. Now, Danny, are you familiar with the game Fortnite?
Yes, I've played it a while through my child. Watch him play.
Is one of the big selling points in Fortnite that you can have your characters do the Carlton dance from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
The dancing is probably one of the biggest parts, you know, according to my kid.
Okay, I didn't know this. Okay, and that, so what happens? You like you pwn some people, and then you then dance.
What was that word you just used?
You pwn people.
You don't know that word, Daddy?
Yeah, Dan, I thought you were a gamer.
No, I vaguely recognize it.
Looks like you're getting pwned right now, Danny.
It does, I feel like.
By Rob, who's actually your senior.
No, the phrase that I was familiar with was you would teabag your opponent.
That's old school.
That's old school. So maybe that was before the pwn time.
Yeah, now it's all about pwning.
Sorry, Rob, keep going.
Pwning is like a 10-year-old phrase, dude.
Well, Alfonso Ribeiro, star of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, is not happy. And he wants some of that Fortnite money.
Yeah, he does.
And now he is suing the makers of Fortnite.
So when I saw this, I wondered how much he's entitled to because the dance is shown through the show. And the show probably owns all the rights to whatever he did on the show. So what kind of claim does he really have?
Well, for example, on the TV show Survivor, I think if you come up with an original ditty, they'll sometimes play it, but they have to pay you the whatever fees to play your original song on there. Supposedly. Coach claims that he came up with a song. They asked him where he heard it. He said it was his own. And they paid him a couple hundred bucks so they could air it on TV. So maybe even though it was shown on his TV show, because it's him doing the dance and he came up with the dance, he has creative rights to.
That seems unusually generous for a TV show and network. Seems like they want to suck every last penny and bit of talent from you to their own, you know, gain.
Yeah, they probably do, but I don't know.
I just feel like if he were to sue and win a large settlement, they would step in and be like, no, I don't think so. This is our money.
Hmm.
I
mean,
you don't think that he's already had this conversation with his lawyers? You think he's just like going in willy-nilly?
Yeah.
You don't think it's a good question. The network wants some, and the lawyer's like, we'll just cross all these bridges when we get there. Let's just get the initial lawsuit out there and then figure out if it's even – something.
Well, we've seen some bad lawyering recently, so it's hard to say what a lawyer would or wouldn't do for Carlton.
Right.
That's true.
I mean,
who's he represented by? Stormy Daniels lawyer.
That's if Michael Avenatti. I'm not sure. Now, if you are Carlton, Alfonso Ribeiro, and you perform a dance on a TV show, does he own that dance? I mean, he doesn't own the lines that Carlton said on the TV show.
Yeah, but if he's the one that came up with the dance, like if they're like, just do a crazy dance, and then he did it, and everybody's like, we love it, do that every time, and then he did it every time, and he was the creator of the movements, then I feel like, yes, he is entitled to some ownership.
I mean, if he was on the set and they were like, we don't have any lines for you in this scene, can you improv your lines in the scene? I don't think he gets a writer's credit on the episode.
Yeah, I really feel like he's not going to get anything, Tyson. I feel like he's going to get hosed if he worked.
Well, he's already getting this story about him in the popular news.
This is what he wants. Here's $20,000. Please let this go.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll end up like that character who was shamed operating a register, and now he's got an actual paying job.
Yes. That's Alvin from The Cosby Show.
Yeah, maybe that's what he's hoping. This will be his Alvin moment.
Yeah, where was he at? He was at Whole Foods.
Trader Joe's, I believe.
Trader Joe's. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. Apparently that they're also doing the Carlton dance in other games, in NBA 2K also.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the thing, that if they're all using this dance and it's all known as his dance, then, and he is the creator of it, which I feel like he created the dance. I don't think that somebody from the network stepped in and was like, hey, I'm the CEO of whatever network you were on 40 years ago. And anyways, this is the dance you should do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, he came up with that.
Yeah. All right. So we'll keep you updated on what else is going on in the world of Alfonso Ribeiro. Maybe he'll want to come on News AF to talk
and
about
the world of dance as well.
His legal battle. His legal battle coming up. Okay. Here's one. I like this story because I'm not a fan of cruel punishments, but I am a fan of unusual punishments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the case where a judge sentenced a man who was illegally killing deer, killing hundreds of bucks. He has to be enforced as part of his sentence to watch Bambi at least 12 times.
I'm hoping this is on top of other punishments, because this guy is obviously a cold-blooded deer killer. Well, yeah, that's nothing for killing. When I didn't see the hundreds in the article when I glanced over it earlier.
Yeah, one deer, maybe.
I'm trying to scan quickly to see if this was on top of also several lashings, prison time, took away his guns,
like $5,000 per animal.
Yeah, I know from other cases that you can get fined an insane amount of money. So I'm hoping that that's okay. Here we go. $51,000, 120 days in jail. He's only had Eric had his hunting and fishing privileges revoked for 18 years. And the other guy that was with him had them revoked for 8.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like much of a punishment. And maybe the judge thought this was funny, but it seems like this guy should get punished way more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He should definitely. So I know.
Make him watch Avatar. Make him watch Avatar.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a real good punishment.
Yeah.
Make him watch Bambi on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
Make him watch Bambi. Make him watch Avatar.
Rewind it.
Make him go to that movie that just came out, your favorite movie that totally tanked. The one about the cities fighting cities.
Oh, yeah.
City fighters.
Yeah.
Make him watch that every day until it leaves theaters.
We should make him go watch The Mule.
No, The Mule got good reviews. That's not bad enough.
Oh.
Make him watch The Emoji Movie.
It's only because
twice.
I mean, there's got to be better ways than just Bambi. Bambi's cute. Make him watch some real bad stuff.
Yeah, I mean, maybe could they get one of those Clockwork Orange things so he can't fall asleep during it, like when I watch a kid's movie?
Clockwork. I don't know if you saw the ending of Clockwork Orange, but it doesn't end well.
It doesn't end well.
No. So I don't think we want to be turning people into Clockwork Orange people.
Okay.
Fine.
Well, I do like this in terms of, you know, because jail is so boring in terms of punishment for things.
Judge orders Deer Poacher to watch Disney classic Bambi at least 12 times. So he can watch it more if he wants to, but he has to watch it at least.
That would be the best if he like just stuck it back to the judge.
Yeah, I watched it 42 times.
I watched it 42 times.
I love it. It's my favorite movie.
Yeah, I'm going to recite for you now my favorite parts.
Yeah. The bloodlust within me is boiling over now.
Before I was just killing male deer, but now I want to kill all the deer
and other animals. Well, this guy sounds like a psycho.
He does.
Yeah, I don't like these stories. There was a family in Utah that had like hundreds of trophy animals that they had poached that I don't think got off as easy as these guys.
Yeah, this is crazy. I don't know what it's like in Missouri. Maybe they just have so many deer. They're like, but I've never, ever heard of anyone getting off this easy. And some who hate Bambi would say this is harsh, but I felt like the judge could have really stacked some more stuff on top of this.
Yeah, those old Disney movies are only like 32 minutes long. Yeah,
but I do agree with Rob. I do love the occasional creative sentencing story. So I do see the value of this story.
Do you think we need to get more artists as judges? Creative angle on it?
Yeah, I think that I'm with Rob. Some things don't deserve prison, but they do deserve something. And why not get creative when you're dealing with
what they need to do. They need to, he has to watch the show. He has to memorize all of the lines.
Okay.
He has to come back to the judge and recite the entire movie.
No, he has to put on at the community center, a one-man stage. Yeah.
No, he has to watch a one-man show. Like somebody else has to do it. He's now he's the coach of the one-man show of Bambi.
He's memorized the whole thing, and now he has to coach someone else to do the entire thing.
And and if the guy screws up, then he has to go back and start again.
Yeah. Yes.
And then he has to wear all Bambi paraphernalia. For the rest of life.
And the local critic has to give it at least a somewhat glowing review, or else, like Rob said, he has to go back to the drawing board.
Yes. And the person that's performing is the guy that's blogging on Sex Island.
Yes. That's which
Rob, I don't know if he'll have time. When he's not at Sex Island, I think he's like a dentist or something in New
York.
He's
a dad of two kids in New York.
And he's got two kids and a wife who, for some reason, lets him go on these wild adventures.
How do we know he has a wife? He talks about it?
He does. He talks about it.
Wow.
And maybe she's cool with it?
That's yet to be reported.
She's like, well, for 3 days where you're gone, I'll take it. I don't really care where you're going.
One of the journal entries, he talks about taking so much cocaine, he blacks out and forgot to call his wife that night. you call your wife every night. Things are going great. We're just here in Atlantic City.
We did the golf thing. It didn't work out. I don't know how to play golf. I've never played it before. Yeah. Somebody who knew how to play golf, they won.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like what is she telling him? What is he telling you?
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about another situation going on down in Florida where an enterprising young man had an ingenious way to purchase some fast food at the local McDonald's. He attempted to pay for his meal, Tyson, using marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Not bad, but here's the transaction that would have to occur for that to take place is the person taking the marijuana would have to be the one who would be purchasing it from him because the meal would still probably have to be accounted for in some way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like, for example, if you pay with $2 bills in anything, the person who's taking the money always trades those $2 bills out for their own cash in their wallet so they can have the $2 bills thinking they're a rare form of currency.
That is true. I have seen that.
And so this guy, what would need to happen is the person would be like, oh, okay, yeah, put it in her pocket. Or it doesn't have to be a her, but I just wanted to, you know, switch him and her.
The person who was arrested is really, he's rocking a Logan Paul and looks very confused.
Yeah. looks pretty confused. Danny, how do you think this transaction went down at the drive-thru? So this guy goes through, he orders a million things, and then like, all right, that'll be $47.83, drive-thru to the next window. And then he's like handing over a bag of weed to the person at the window.
Yeah, it really did. I don't know who was at the window, because that's what it all comes down to. If it's the manager, like a middle-aged woman who or the franchise owner, no, they're not having it. If it's a youngster, if this is a Taco Bell,
a middle-aged woman or a franchise owner is not going to take it.
They're not going to take it. If this was a Taco Bell,
pay for food at Taco Bell with weed. That is correct, right?
I think you can.
You can.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, the last Taco Bell I ate at was they would have accepted.
It's like the secret menu at In-N-Out. They don't ever advertise that you can pay in weed, but everyone knows you can.
Yeah. Well, hold on, everybody. We're going to try to confirm that before the end of the show, whether or not you can pay for Taco Bell with marijuana.
I'm going to say, okay, just in case someone tries it, no, don't try it. We are joking. In case you're high right now and think we're being serious, we are actually joking. Mm-hmm. Do not try to pay for anything at Taco Bell with weed.
Will not be held liable for any of this.
Yeah. they prefer that you use money, though, right, Danny?
Yeah, I think everyone would rather have money. No one wants
Bitcoin. Everybody wants Bitcoin right now. It's at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buy low, sell high. That's what this guy was trying to do.
Like you got so when you have to reconcile the books, you know, at the end of the day or whatever your quarter, it's going to look bad if you don't have the cash. You just have a bunch of weed that your employees smoked. It's not going to work out. Do you think
the person at the counter consulted the manager and said, like, okay, well, let me just check to see, do we take weed? No, sir. Do you have any money?
I have more weed.
Dude, wouldn't the move be that when you first get to the drive-thru window, ask first, like, hey, do you guys accept weed for payment for this food that I'm about to order?
Or sell the weed in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so get out. But can you do that at your local McDonald's, or is that frowned upon?
No, that's totally illegal, but still, if you're really that hungry.
Is it illegal? Because I feel like I see it a lot.
Yes, just because you see something happen a lot doesn't mean it's
like the two guys that park next to each other, pop their doors open, walk around, shake hands with obviously something in their hands.
Yeah,
and they're just trying to get by.
And they wouldn't have to do that, Tyson.
One of them goes into McDonald's and one of them drives away.
Mm. Yeah. So the suspect here in question said afterwards that that was a joke.
Of course. That's the
Anthony Gallagher. You know.
Anytime I get busted for anything, I always am like, joke. I was joking.
We're joking.
It was a joke. I wasn't really trying to pay for my McDonald's with pot. Yeah. I was joking.
I think I would really do that. It was a test to see if you guys would even notice it.
I would never poop on someone's doorstep.
I was just testing. Joke.
Yeah,
I was testing.
Ultimately, his prank there at the McDonald's did ultimately lead the police to be on his tail. And they did notice a heavy odor of marijuana coming from the car.
So and he had to watch Up in Smoke 42 times.
Friday.
He might like that. He might like that, though.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like the cops were ingesting secondhand smoke.
Yeah. No, he has to watch something that's really going to bug him out, like Jumanji 100 times. Get super high and then watch Jumanji.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
That's a good one.
or all of the Jurassic Parks.
Or all the Lord of the Rings.
Newest Jurassic Park.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. All right. Let's talk about something from the world of technology. And this is a story that I've seen a lot of places. I'm not really sure. It seems to be scaring people. I'm not really sure why. Tyson, apparently computer artificial intelligence now has the ability to create human faces in photos. They can create basically lifelike human photos. All these photos that we're looking at, these are not real people. These are computer-generated images of fake new people.
Wow, they look cool. Good. They look really good.
Yeah.
Those are all the voters at the last election.
That was a good joke, Tyson.
Thank you.
Very good.
So, yeah, so is this bothering you, Tyson, that we can get all of the robots, artificial intelligence, making new photos?
Not at all. It's nice to, you know, put a face to the voices finally.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I don't know if they can make new voices.
Which one's Siri? Which one's Siri?
I think that's this gentleman that's on the bottom.
Okay, and which
now you know that.
Which one's Hey Google?
Hey Google. I think it's this woman over here.
Okay.
Kind of a companion story to this. A couple companies have been using CGI models, like major companies, makeup companies, clothing companies, in their campaigns.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. See, you can do it all.
Even when you scroll through
clothing companies and stuff and you check different colors, it's the same exact photo. They just photoshopped the colors and the outfit different.
So people are getting outraged because these companies, just recently, I think it was Dior, but they were getting outraged that companies were using CGI models to model their clothing. And to me, it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Because you can create, have any race or gender.
From the time that Beowulf became a movie, we knew this was going to be the future.
Yes, Beowulf. Beowulf was the beginning.
Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I do remember it.
They should force that Deer Hunter to watch that too.
There was so much hype for that thing that they were like, we won't need actors. Once this movie comes out, we will prove to the world that we no longer need actors.
So there's something I've talked about before called the Uncanny Valley, and it's when a CGI character almost looks human but isn't quite. We all find it very disturbing.
The Polar Express.
And yeah, but these things, these pictures and these people in these campaigns with a lot of these clothing companies, they're just images, and it's not quite the same level. You don't have to watch them move or talk. And so it doesn't quite have the creep factor that Beowulf and his like do.
Yeah.
Beowulf wasn't creepy, but definitely
it was disturbing in a way.
The Nightmare Express, is that what it's called, Rob?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
That one definitely is. Rachel turned that on for Bergen. She's like, I've always loved this one. And I watched it. I was like, I hate this one.
Yeah, they should make that kid that tried to buy the weed at McDonald's watch that one 100 times also.
Oh my God. Then Beowulf, one right after the other.
I don't think there's a way to watch Beowulf. I think they tried to erase that from history.
When was that from?
It was like 10 years ago.
You know who's going to use this kind of technology is Tyson's favorite website, Mashley Addison or whatever it is.
Mashley Addison. Because these faces wouldn't match it. So like, for example, one time somebody on I caught like a fake account using pictures of my friend's wife.
Yeah.
As the profile pictures. And I was like, dude, check this out. I showed it to him. Now you can generate these photos on Ashley Madison so that never comes back on him.
Yeah. Good idea.
Right?
You know, I got to
be like, oh, that's just a model. That's a stock model image. No, this is a completely new, brand new person. Yeah. There's no way you could search that or anything. Ashley Madison is back, guys.
Back and better.
Ashley Addison has all the pictures of everybody having fun right now on Sex Island.
Yep.
You know, I got a warning from YouTube. It said, just so you know, December 17th, we will be erasing all the spam accounts, so you might see a drop in your subscribers.
And not
I
was like, soon enough.
I know. I was the opposite. I'm like, just leave them. I need those numbers for my ego.
Oh,
I'll take all the spam bots I can wrangle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it's like, if we can make them look even more human, I'll feel even less bad about all of the fake accounts following me wherever I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I've said it in the past, the robots, when they start following people, it's just going to make people feel better, even though they're robots. Don't go.
Think?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I get bugged when some people respond to me on Twitter a little too robotically. I'm like, is this even a real person? Or am I being duped into liking a robot's tweet?
Well, at different platforms, robots behave differently on different platforms, right? And it seems like on YouTube, they don't do much other than just subscribe to you. Mm-hmm. And so it's not as invasive as you would get on Twitter or maybe Instagram. Like I love
having a conversation with somebody who doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have that on YouTube. So that's why I'm saying I'd rather have all the robots with the AI fake faces follow me on YouTube. But yeah, in other places it could be annoying.
Do we think that the possibilities of catfishing are going to be skyrocketing? Because I feel like that all the accounts that try to catfish me are always like, it's like a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model in profile picture wants to be my friend on Facebook.
And what like, who wrote you a DM? I get them on Instagram. And it's
yeah,
just,
so do I. I love showing them to Liz.
And it's just like, hey. And that's
I get anything on Instagram. I don't think
you will now.
I get those, and then I go, Liz, look at this chick trying to contact
me. Totally into
me.
She's
so
and
hot.
Liz, does Liz understand technology?
You guys, get catfish people trying to get you on Instagram? I don't even get that.
Oh, all the time.
Man.
You're missing out, Rob.
I don't even rate enough to try to get catfished on Instagram.
Let's see if I got
don't say that too loud.
Let's see if I got any.
Wait, who's let's see.
The robots are listening. They're always looking for new victims to catch.
No, I have nothing like that.
Nope, I don't have any right now. I erase them. Otherwise, I'd just have like a full list of these. But they never say anything. They just say, hey.
Oh, heart. I get heart emoji. Yeah, exactly.
Or hi with a heart or something.
Yep. Heart emoji?
Yep. That means they love us.
Not all of us.
How's that make you feel?
I've got two. I've got one of them disappeared, so she must have been roboted out of there. But I've got this one. It just says hi with a heart from je.ss8127. That's probably a real person.
Yeah.
Can't wait to show that to Liz. I'm not going to delete that.
Okay. Well, way to go, guys. Nice to make way me to feel great about myself this morning.
I'm sorry, you're
not even good enough to get catfished on Instagram.
Oh, dude. I'll start sending them your way.
Yeah.
I'll be like, my real account is at pineappleboy27.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about this week's worst airline passenger. And this is a interesting way to make the list, Danny. We have a businessman, a business bro who was 24. Bro. And he was having like a real roast of a female passenger on his plane on social media.
Let's see.
Has he learned nothing? This never, ever pays off. I mean, unless you're sharing it with just your other douchey bros.
Yeah.
This type
what did
of
he do?
There was a woman who...
Businessman is a loose term, right?
That's why he's calling him a business bro.
Yes, yeah. He's called a businessman in the article, but he's got like sort of like this
not a
gold decal shirt, like arm tattoo, that he is a business bro.
Oh, look at that shirt, Tyson. Yeah. He's taking...
He started out at 16 washing cars at the car dealership.
Yeah.
And his way up to junior salesman.
Is he on his way back from Sex Island?
He may be.
He
may
be on his way there.
We should really check.
He was unhappy that there was a woman. He felt like that she weighed too much. And so he started live blogging about what was going on his flight.
Dude, so, he says some real poisonous things. This
in
is
in front
this,
of the woman.
Yeah, no, he takes a
well. He's like taking pictures of her and then posting about it on his post.
Man, okay. This is not this. Who thinks this is going to turn out well for you?
Yeah, that's
this
the thing. It's like who
never works out well.
These are the type of people where you just need to like. This is how we're going to eventually call
straight
the
to the Greyhound. Straight to the Greyhound.
Because it's just like it's. Like there's some things that you just can't say even ever.
Yeah. Tyson, do you want to do some live posting about this guy and his photos?
This Sex Island guy?
This guy, yeah.
No, I feel like we've roasted him too much, but we can get away with roasting him because of the roasting that he...
Yeah, tried. Yeah. Well, he feels like it's okay to be posting about this woman on the flight.
Now, guys, I mean, this is similar to...
He says she stinks like raw onions.
Well,
I like onions.
I stink like raw onions after I eat Indian food for sure. God.
I love onions. Have you ever had just the onion salad?
That's crazy.
Onion salad? What is that like?
At the Indian restaurant, they chop these sweet onions and then they just sprinkle some Indian spices on it. And you can eat them raw, and they're just crisp and cold and delicious. And
that doesn't sound appetizing. Just a bunch of onion and onion juice.
Well, you add it onto your, you add it to your meal too, okay. But you can, I can eat them raw too. It doesn't matter, but onions detoxify your blood, Danny. It would suck all that Mountain Dew right out of your system.
Whoa.
I can't really tell what this picture is of this woman here. Is this just her sitting next to him?
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's a terrible picture. Her head looks tiny.
Well, it's blurred, Danny, that they've they blurred her face. I think that the news blurred her face. I don't think that this gentleman was with the courtesy of blurring her.
A gentleman always blurs a woman's face.
Yeah. Lewis here, I don't think, was blurring her face.
I'll roast her, but I'm going to blur her face so you don't know who she is.
Yeah. This is similar to another story I almost...
Did this guy lose his job, and what's happened? What are the repercussions?
Let's see.
It's too early, but he probably will lose his job. That's, unless he works for Bros, he probably works on Wall Street. He'll probably get a lap dance for this at Sex Island.
Yeah, I believe he is the PR person for Sex Island.
Oh, that's cool.
He might get a raise. No, I believe he actually works in the social media marketing department at the UPS store.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. He does a lot of cool stuff.
Did you guys see the story about that Victoria's Secret angel? Jumping rope outside of In-N-Out Burger to shame people for eating there?
No. Why did she do that?
She was jumping rope, looking trim and fit. And the way they had it explained in the one or two places I saw it was to shame people who were eating there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at how... I found it to be extremely obnoxious. I'm sure we all do.
Was it an animal thing where it was like, was it like a PETA stunt, or was it she was like, hey, you guys are going to get fat if you go to In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah. Yeah, eat healthy stunts.
Look, 20-something-year-old Victoria's Secret angel, we've all been fit at some time in our lives.
Yeah.
Like, don't think that
we me when you're 45. Also,
Victoria's Secret angel. It's all I have.
This would be the equivalent of someone going down to the welfare center after winning the lottery and being like, what's wrong? Why can't you get money? It's like a Victoria's Secret angel won the genetic lottery, won the modeling world lottery. It's not a fair comparison. You're just sitting there jumping rope outside the In-N-Out, but you don't know those people. They haven't been as fortunate as you.
Yeah.
They should make her date this guy, Lewis. But then they should make Lewis.
Match made in heaven.
But they should do something with Lewis where he can't.
He can only eat In-N-Out Burger.
No,
he has to wear goggles that makes her look... it's the reverse of Shallow Hal.
I was going to say, this is a movie.
Like a funhouse mirror, LASIK vision.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, LASIK vision, so it's permanent. Laser.
Yeah.
Laser his eyes so everybody looks ginormous.
Wow. I think this is how the guy from Saw got started.
Yeah.
You know, his heart was in the right place, but then ultimately...
it really was, because you're like, this guy just like has a grudge against people who are... are assholes in one way.
Did you just say the guy in Saw's heart was in the right?
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah. He found mean people and then was like, oh, well, then this is how I'll punish them. I'm taking the law into my own hands.
Punishments.
Yeah. So I think that's sort of like akin to this. So we got to be careful. We got to be careful. Yeah. All right. Danny, I know you're on a tight schedule. Do you want to get into Danny's bolt hole?
Yeah. Take me there, quick.
Okay, all right. Before we get to Danny's bolt hole, let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors here today, and those are friends over at Blink Home Security. Blink is an ultra-affordable, 100% wire-free security camera that runs on two AA batteries for up to 2 years. Because Blink cameras don't have any wires, they can be placed virtually anywhere in your home, inside or out. Now, of course, Blink cameras are really great this time of year, especially if you're Danny and you are on the lookout for anybody that's going to be touching your packages. Tyson, forget about a glitter bomb. You could be checking out what's going on at your house anytime with Blink Home Security.
Want to know a secret?
What's that?
I already have Blink Home Security.
Boom. You like it?
Yeah, because they are batteries, so you don't have to wire everything.
Right, right.
Last a long time.
I've had other cameras where it's like a special battery, which is very hard to come by, and you're like, yeah. I gotta go to the store. Like, you have this battery? No, AA batteries. That's all you need for Blink Home Security. Perfect for keeping an eye on kids, elderly relatives, watching a vacation home or a second home. Peace of mind when traveling, monitoring pets while they're away. I actually had something where I left the house and then I got a call that the alarm was going off at my house, and I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And I was able to check the cameras and realize, oh no, absolutely nothing's going on. And you know what the problem was? That there was a my kids had a Mylar balloon in the house that was flying around because of the heat went on, set off motion detectors in my house.
But get it.
Not a problem, because I was able to check my security cameras and see no intruders at my house. With Blink, you make a one-time purchase. You have access to a plethora of features. There's no subscriptions or fees to choose from. The cameras start at just $99, plus there's an app for Android, Apple, and Fire tablet that allows you to view that video from anywhere in the world, whether you're traveling out of the country or you just want to check on your home while you're at work. Blink gives you peace of mind no matter where you are, with instant motions alert to your smartphone when activity is captured to your cameras. You can set that up if you want it. You'll know exactly what's going on in your home right when it happens. Keep an eye on pets. Blink does it all, from downloading the app to onboarding the sync module and adding your cameras. The entire process should take 5 minutes or less to get yours. Go to blink4home.com/robpodcast. That's blinkforhome.com/robpodcast. Let's jump right into.
We'll just forego the song. Hit it, Danny.
Yeah, let's first. We don't have time for this song.
Okay,
let's
just guys. Let me just. Are you gonna play it?
Right. Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick. There's, for some reason, when it comes to misery, people like to compete. Like, there's misery competitions. Like,
oh, like watching the movie with from Stephen King over and over again.
No, that actually
with
just
Kathy Bates.
Yeah, that's a good movie. But no, people like to say, oh, this, you know, such and such a year was the worst ever. And old people like to say, 1914 was the worst year. You know, like there's always
can still complain about 1914.
No, I think that was probably a good year.
No, that was the beginning of the First World War.
Oh.
So there's just always this competition, but scientists have actually come out and said when the worst year to be alive was.
Okay, what was it?
So they've answered the question using science. It was the year 536.
536. Okay.
Yeah, they said there's a lot of competition. In 1918, which was the end of the First World War, there was the Spanish flu that killed 50 to 100 million people.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 14th century in Europe with multiple plagues. But 536 was the beginning of one of the worst periods to be alive.
The potato famine.
I'm sure a potato famine was part of it, but this is a mysterious fog plunged Europe, the Middle East, and parts of Asia into darkness day and night for 18 months.
Oh, yeah. That was the they think it's something catastrophic on the planet.
That's
happening
right.
Elsewhere. Like a
very good, Tyson.
Or a meteor or something hitting.
They think multiple volcano eruptions in Iceland and other places basically blocked out the sun, leading to famine, leading to high temperatures in the summer of only 1 to 2 degrees Celsius. And basically another plague struck parts of the Roman Empire, and much of the Eastern Roman Empire was wiped out.
You know what? This makes me feel good, though, because we're going to make it.
Yeah,
if humans
exactly.
can like withstand that, we'll be fine.
So not a lot me of personally, but the race.
Well, let's all remember this year, 536, the year 536. And we could have used this information in 2016 when people were moping around saying it was the worst year ever.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not 536 again.
At least it's not 536, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You always have to put your own misery into perspective. And a lot of people have a very short-term view of misery. And I feel like if we just open the window and take a glance down history, we'll appreciate the fact that even a bad year in the first world is better than almost all the thousands of years previous.
Yeah.
Especially 536.
Yeah, context. That's important. Context is key.
Better than 536 should be our, at least we're doing better than 536. Something along those lines. That should be our motto when things get bad.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try that one around my house next time my wife is like really upset about something. I'm like, do you know how lucky you are?
Exactly.
Do you realize that you live in 2018 and not 536?
For a year and a half, the sun didn't shine, basically.
Yeah. Right. And then after she murders me, please just remind her again about 536.
Stop 536.
It's not 536.
I have a review real quick that Danny needs to be here for.
Yes. Okay.
This is on our Facebook page from last week's episode. My Lord, listening to this week's episode, I really wonder how on earth Danny is so miserable. He knows nothing of anything from the last 30 years at all. And then Tyson swoops in and has no idea either. Ah, I'm done.
This was on your personal Facebook wall, Tyson?
No, on the News AF Facebook wall.
Yes. And they had a problem with Danny doesn't know anything?
That is true. Well, and neither me or Danny know anything from the last 30 years.
Yes.
I don't know what happened within the last 30 years that he knows that we don't know.
Mm.
Also, the amount of knowledge that has been accumulated over the past 30 years, it would be impossible
staggering
for Tyson to know all of it.
Yeah.
I know less than 1% of 1% of what happened over the last 30 years. To expect me to know everything, I'm not the Rain Man.
And your 1% of 1% is probably different than this guy's 1% of 1%, and they're not congruent at all. So he's just assuming you know nothing when you're actually dropping knowledge bombs on him that he is unwilling to accept.
But to be fair, I do know nothing. I know nothing. I mean, ultimately, I know very little.
Even from the last 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously, I haven't been paying that much attention.
You know about Krull?
That was something I do know, but I don't know.
Was that within the last 30 years?
Yeah. Was it? I think it might not be.
Yeah. Uh-oh, our ignorance is showing.
So anyways, a lot of kind listeners jumped to our defense. And and we love everybody. We're sorry if we come off as ignoramuses. We never claimed to be anything but.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah.
What are you going to do?
All
right. Danny needs to get on a chopper and get out of here. Get to the chopper. Next Tuesday is going to be Christmas Day.
Perfect. 9 a.m.?
Let's let our wives know that Christmas is going to be preempted this year for News AF.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah. All right. So we got to figure out another time to record. May or may not be live coming up next week. So be on the lookout for that. I know that the News AF faithful will find us one way or another. Follow at Tyson Apostle on social media. Danny, you going to have any sick helicopter posts?
I'll post some on my Instagram. Okay. For all my
Do one of like a in focus vascular D. With the helicopter fading in, like portrait mode on the vascular D, which is you.
Perfect.
And then the helicopter in the background.
Okay. All right. Danny Bryson is on social media as well, @DannyBryson. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Shaka, bro.